Hello and welcome to the Two Half Podcast. This is Anime Zone, and with me is Darian.
It's me. I'm Darian.
How are you doing, Darian? How are you with anime, and what got you into anime, Darian?
Well, Dragon Ball Z back in the day. Funny story. I used to think that Dragon Ball Z was an anime, and then I kind of had like a I was like really into cartoons. And I was really hoping that, like, everything I like is made here in America. I don't know why I was, like, so, like xenophobic, like, as a kid. But, like, I was, like, everything I like. And, I mean, all my favorite shows were anime. I didn't even know. Like, like, I was, like, and Dragon Ball Z was, like, well, I started playing the video games first. And then I got into Dragon Ball Z. And then after that, like, I started, like, One Piece came out, and I watched Zatch Bell, but, like, I didn't, only got through, like, to Alabasta arc, and then I dropped One Piece.
Uh-huh.
But then, I started up back again now, but in high school, I was like, damn, those were some of my favorite shows growing up as a kid. I should look up more anime, and then I got into Fullmetal Alchemist, and then just started following each season from then on, from around like 2012, I want to say. I really got into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Pretty solid stuff. I mean, anime has stuck around with me since just, I'm pretty sure it was pretty much Naruto and Crunchyroll got me into it, because pretty much I was watching, Naruto. And then I was like,
Naruto was your gateway, huh? I didn't know that.
Naruto was my
Pokemon gateway. Pokemon too, right?
Huh? Oh, you know what? Scratch that. Yeah, Pokemon. Pokemon was, okay.
But Pokemon didn't feel like anime. Like, it kind of does. It does. Once you know, but like,
Like
set up, it feels like a cartoon. But you know what? It is weird that we put so much of a difference between anime and cartoons. They are the same thing.
I mean, if we go, like, really, really back, I mean, to be honest, Voltron was anime.
Yeah.
And even Inuyasha, we knew that.
Yeah.
You know.
it didn't seem to have the established tropes that we associate with anime.
Yeah.
Were there. They're just in the background. We're just focusing on, like, the cool fights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we didn't know it was anime or something. I mean, I remember like at late night when I stayed up past midnight, it was like nothing but, and this is with, I think, Adult Swim, it was like Adult Swim and Toonami. It was like some weird, I don't know if they were like fused together or something, but Adult Swim, you know, you remember Adult Swim.
I think Toonami was only like on the weekends or like Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
And every other day would be Adult Swim.
Yeah. And like at the
end, I was really confused about that as a kid, because I'd be like, oh, I can't watch Adult Swim. I gotta wait for Toonami. I thought it was Toonami today. I didn't even know like the release schedule, and I was like, oh, what?
Exactly. Because that's when I knew about what was this movie? I mean, this anime I used to watch all the time. And back in the day, I used to like watching Power Rangers. So it was a show called Big O.
Big O is so good.
I used to watch it, but I was like, this is like, I'm not so used to. Because you know what, Power Ranger, all right, guys, let's do it. Megazord. But
I was like, damn, this looks like Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, exactly. It was all depressing, more, you know, it was like root, it was just more like, grudge or like, just like, dark
gothic almost, like
yeah, but I was still watching it because it had a big giant robot, so I was like, okay, it was like Big O, and I was like, oh, okay, but that's what I was watching. And then later on, and then Voltron come in and stuff, and then it's like, all right, now it's getting up to my speed. And then Power Ranger comes on, and I was like, oh, it's morning now. I need to go to sleep. You know what I mean? So it kind of taught me a time schedule when, like, all right, this is the time. But
that's good. Yeah. No. I guess I just watched more just Power Rangers. I remember having like the VHS tapes.
Yeah.
I don't remember the one. Do you remember that guy with the two horns and like he was like a villain, but he was like a good guy in this movie or something. Never mind. I can't remember the name, but that VHS, like, rewatched like all the time, that like early Power Ranger movie.
He said it was a movie he had two horns.
Yeah, two horns. It was like the bad guy, but the Power Rangers were like helping him for some reason. And he has like a son or something.
Oh, wow. That could be a lot now.
Yeah, I know. It could be. Yeah, describing it could be a lot now. But if I might send you the image later once I find it. But yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably know what it is or something. But yeah, but like back on track, you know. And then when Toonami came out and stuff, and watching Toonami, we all, to be honest, out of all Toonami, I was just more interested in Tom than the host. And it was just him, just like, all right.
He's voiced by Steve Bloom.
Yeah. But it was so less. Like, I was like, can they make a movie? And then, you know, they brought him back.
Yeah, they brought him back for a bit. Yeah, I think Toonami's still gone.
Yeah, they're still. It's always, Toonami's always a hit and miss. Even the one where it was like, remember that one Toonami where he was like, all right, it's time to say goodbye, people. I think it's over. And that's when he had like human eyes. But then all of a sudden, I'm back and I'm blacker. It's like, what?
I put up the old suit back.
Yeah. And so.
Oh.
Speaking
of adults, like Adult Swim, I heard that Warner Brothers recently just dissolved Adult Swim games. I mean, I never really played any of their games, but
I never.
It's not surprising.
Yeah,
Warner Brothers is like canceling everything.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, Warner Brothers is like canceling things like left and right. Like it's slowly like canceling. I mean,
but if they own Adult Swim, like a part of Adult Swim, they probably own all of Adult Swim. Like, yeah. I hope they keep Toonami. Like,
I mean, Rooster Teeth just got.
Oh yeah, Rooster Teeth.
So it's like
I mean, it's not surprising, but yeah, it's so. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is like that. But either way, yeah, anime, with Naruto got me into it, where it introduced me to Crunchyroll. And it was just to see episode ahead of time. You know, back when Crunchyroll was a pirating site for anime. I think a lot.
Huh? On my early anime days, yeah.
Because every time I see Crunchyroll, I'm like, yo, this used to be a pirating site.
Yeah, I don't know when they like went legit.
How did they go legit? Like,
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they have it somewhere in their website, or I don't know. I don't think they bury it. Like they mention it. People bring it up a lot.
Yeah, like even the creator, he was like, "Well, you know, it was just, you know, uploading anime, you know."
Yeah.
Not supposed to.
Do you remember what sites you used back in the day? Other than was it just Crunchyroll?
I think it was just Crunchyroll, and then my friend told me another one. It was like Anime Heaven or something. Was that one or something?
Yeah, I think that was one.
Those are the two only. No,
I think I used like 9anime or like Kiss Anime and like
Kiss Anime. I had to use for It was not Kiss Anime, but it was Kiss Asian to see, was it
Power Rangers?
Yeah, Power Rangers, stuff like that. Because, you know, Kiss Asian was mostly just drama and stuff. And then that's when I realized, oh, Power Rangers is a drama. Got it.
yes, technically. It feels like anime, but yeah.
Yeah. It's technically a drama. It is. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that, and then what else? Was there another? Or no, it was just that. Just those. I just know I used just those two, Crunchyroll and Anime Heaven. And then out of all of them.
Yeah, no, I think the first one I used was like, this is a funny name, it was like AnimeFreak.tv.
It sounds so wrong, but you're just watching anime.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, I'm like 12.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize. I was like, oh, this is a weird name.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just when you're young, you're like, you just want
to watch Full Metal Alchemist.
You just want to see the new episode because it's like, see it when it airs in Japan. Then, like, with us, like, for waiting it for so long. Like,
dude, do you remember fan subs? How crazy fan subs were?
I think.
Because you see, like, Crunchyroll, like, you know, they have, like, the normal, like, translation, and it's right there.
Oh.
But fan remember fan subs, there would be, like, translator note, Baka means stupid, like, every, like, every second or something.
Fan translation is, it's good to see it when it first come out. I mean,
so people have fun with it. No, yeah. It was another, like, way to express yourself.
Yeah, yeah, but you knew some things didn't make sense. Even at this time, I was taking Japanese, so I knew something wasn't making sense, or I was like, something's off. But when they sent out like the actual, like, I guess when did they start doing subs, like when did they actually, like, where the company started doing just subs, because I'm pretty sure they caught on that they were.
Well, no, back in the day, I think it was like done by like Viz Media or like whatever the holder was, or like the publisher that gets it stateside. So like Funimation would do it. They would have to write it for the dub anyway, so
yeah of course you have to,
or they first translate it and then make your own script from it.
Yeah, but now I know when, like, say like One Piece, if I watch on Crunchyroll now and stuff like that, it's already, there's a sub for that, right? They like, is it Crunchyroll or is it another company that, like, once they get the footage to, like, sub it to have it ready? Because, you know.
No, they have, like, in-staff, like.
Okay,
like
in-staff.
Translators. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. I've seen a couple YouTube videos of, like, people who work in translation. They don't get paid a lot, though.
Uh-huh, of course.
But, yeah. They're ready.
Okay, because I remember where you have to wait, what, like a day or two for it to come out or sometime?
Crunchyroll got really good at it, like, same day, you know?
Well, I meant for fan sub during back in the day.
Fan sub, yeah.
Yeah, it would take a while for them, like.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was, like, back in the day with the fan sub, it would take a little time, but, like, now it's just right there. Like, there you go. Okay. That's interesting. That's really interesting. You know, maybe, Darian, if you get good with your, you know, Japanese, you go over to Japan and start, you know, work as a translator. Express yourself.
I would have to be, like, a teacher for, like, 2 or 3 years first.
Yeah, definitely. Teach English.
That's move.
Exactly. That would be very interesting. But other than that, let's get into something really good. Let's see what's coming out, you know, this spring.
So we got this website, and we got the classic anime charts. So here's everything coming out in spring.
Oh, okay. So are you okay? Some of these I'm not watching.
A lot of these are sequels.
Yeah, of course. I'm pretty sure.
So I'm super excited for Konosuba season 3.
Okay. Tell us Konosuba in a brief, you know, 2 to 3 sentences.
It's an isekai, which, if you don't know the term, means another world or parallel world.
Uh-huh.
So that's a big genre that's hidden anime nowadays. Still, there's every season you can expect to see like 1 or 2 or 5 or 6 isekai shows. They still come out a lot, but Konosuba is really special because it's a really comedic one. It has really good comedic timing, and the cast I would describe is like Always Sunny, but is in a fantasy RPG.
Nice.
And so yeah, I say Always Sunny because all the characters they are not great people, and it's really funny to see them interact with each other and the world, and seeing them get act all high and mighty and then immediately fall afterwards. And so I can't wait to see where they take it for the, because they're just bumbling around and they still have the goal of beating the demon king lord or whatever, but they just want to get rich and be left alone.
Got it. All right. So that means there's an anime I would not watch, but I think I needed
to say. Hilarious. I mean, oh, come on, man.
Well, I have to be.
I don't think you'd like it. I mean, you might like some of it.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, I know. What was I watching? I was watching something on Netflix. It was something
Vanguard. I don't know. I think I might have showed you Konosuba like a while ago.
I'm pretty sure you have. I'm pretty sure. Maybe. Most likely. What's this? Mushoku Tensei.
Yeah, that's another isekai. This one's an older like light novel. This is the second part of the second season. Or second four. It's pretty serious. It was a lot of heavy topics. The first season was pretty well animated. The second season was kind of here or there, but the story was wrapping up. Well, it was getting kind of slow. It was like a school arc. But I enjoyed it. It's based on a light novel, and there's a lot of lore into it. So some of the pacing can be kind of slow sometimes, but it's a lot of building and setting up. So I'm excited for this second core coming out.
Okay, got it. Kimetsu no Yaiba?
Demon Slayer. Kimetsu no Yaiba. Yaiba.
Whatever.
That's the it's the swordsman training arc. Uh-huh. I got to see the first two episodes, I think, from the movie that came out of the stateside a little bit. Mm-hmm. I want to say movie. They're just playing the end of the last season and the first couple episodes of the new season. So you just get to watch it a little early.
Okay. Nice. Okay, I'll give that a try.
You haven't watched Demon Slayer? That's like one of the biggest ones out right now.
I have not. I've been trying forcing myself to go and see Demon Slayer. But
yeah, it's still pretty popular here in the West, but it's really popular in Japan. Like,
okay.
The main character of Demon Slayer is
Was it that afterwards? Because I remember the one year when Demon Slayer was like hot because we went to the anime convention.
Yeah, Demon Slayer was one of the only like mangas to outsell One Piece for a month.
Yeah, and then after the next year, what was the next thing hype was? Because Demon Slayer only lasted for like maybe, because I remember started seeing a lot of people.
Because it ended,
Okay, and then they moved on to something else, but I don't, because you know, there's certain days where I see, you know, remember when My Hero Academia was hot and everyone was just going, everyone was wearing a suit, like everyone was wearing suits.
Yeah, and
everyone.
Everything.
But what was
it's still popular, but yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know, I mean like you could see it, like every time you run into, it was like a My Hero Academia suit or Demon Slayer checker thing. that's all I can say.
Heroes.
So what was the latest? I mean,
the hottest anime out right now?
Yeah, Fanime. Like last year, what did you see a lot of people dressed as?
What did I see a lot of people dressed as on Fanime? I guess Chainsaw Man. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I've seen a couple of episodes of that, and then I kind of stopped because I was like, that's a lot of blood. But I understood it. But then I kind of stopped.
Yeah, well, he loves horror movies. Well, he loves movies in general.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But are you ready for, hold on. Tensei.
Mushoku, who knows that? Tensei Shitara Slime Data Ken. The third season of My Life is a Slime. I've seen, I'm caught up with on Slime. It's fun. It's basically you're just playing Civ, or he's building a nation and he's collecting all the strongest monsters or upgrading all the strongest monsters in his village, and he is a slime. But half of the time he's a slime, he absorbed a human body and is in the human body. He just gets OP. He has like this power that just eats and absorbs other beings, and he just takes their power, and it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. All right. Boku no Hero My Academia. Well, I mean, Boku no Hero Academia. My Hero Academia. I stopped at 3. I was supposed to go on, but then I just stopped. But this, I stopped even with One Piece, and I just started reading the One Piece manga. So I stopped.
Yeah, I was reading My Hero for a bit. This arc is interesting. But I still got a lot of episodes to catch up, and I still got a lot of anime to catch up. So I don't know if I'll be watching this upcoming season. I still got like a season and a half to catch up on wherever My Hero is out right now. and I didn't have much motivation because I already read it.
Exactly. It's yeah. So
unless I see like a super amazing like animated fight scene that people were talking about, and then I was like, okay, now I gotta catch up, but I haven't heard any much noise.
Yeah. Kaiju 8 Gao.
Kaiju number 8. This is one of the first mangas that came out with the new Shonen Jump app. That was one of the first web.
So this is a manga. This is a new show that's about to be out. This is not a sequel.
Yeah, it's a new. This is a new show. It's the first non-sequel that we got here on the list.
Okay, yeah.
I read 60 chapters when it was first coming out. And then I put on pause and just wait for more chapters coming out. It's pretty good. I like it. One of the most interesting parts about it is that the main character, he's like 34, I think. And so he starts his hero. He always wanted to be a hero, but he wasn't strong enough. And he wanted to join the kaiju monster kill squad. Because a kaiju just show up in his world, but
yeah,
he couldn't make it or pass pass anything, and his best friend became like the top marks like monster killer.
Okay,
and he got stuck just cleaning up after the monsters, after cleaning up the mess. He was like basically like a janitor, but. Okay. He gets like infected by, or like they haven't really explained it in the show he gets kind of fused with the monster. Uh-huh. And he has like a monster form.
Okay.
And then he could use that form to take out the other monsters, and he's able to join the monster killing crew.
Okay. So,
but they can't accept him because he's part monster.
Why is this just nothing but popping in my head? Attack on Titan. I don't know why it is. once you said part monster, just Attack on Titan just popped in my head.
Yeah, I can see your connection.
But
you're like, what do we do with Aaron?
Okay.
He's working with the Titans.
Okay, I say this. April 13, 2024, I'm going to watch it, and I know you're going to watch it, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be on Crunchyroll, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, it's done by Production IG, so it should be solid.
Okay. We need to do a review on it. Just the first episode.
We can review it.
Yeah, so I'll just come from a standpoint of just animation and just looking at it and stuff. But you'll come from a standpoint of reading the manga and be like, well, you know.
I don't think it would be that complicated to adapt. A lot of panels feel like not too crazy to be able to put an animation, so I think it'll be good.
Yeah. Wow, that's all.
Okay, what is this?
Mao Gankun no. Okay, well, I don't know. Have you been watching this, or we can skip that?
Oh my god. Oh, this is okay. So this one's a meme show, man.
Oh, come on now.
This guy, Arnold Goldigold, he's a demon lord. He's another kind of isekai one. Oh, not really. He's like the main bad guy, gets reincarnated as like it restarts. He's in this fucking boy's body.
Oh man, that.
And he's just OP from the beginning, like, and he just goes off into this magic high school and is like, oh, you're a lower born. I was like, nope, I'm super powerful. And then he just picks up the school and spins it and throws it around.
All right, for anyone out there who would like to watch this, there's a second season. Yeah, so get ready for that.
No, it's pretty funny. Like they just play it. He beats a guy. I've seen a clip like he beats a guy with just beating his heart with the rhythm of his heart, and then he revives him and kills him again. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
It's not serious.
Okay. This now, is this a not sequel or is this a sequel?
This is a remake.
A remake? They remaking stuff? What is this, like Hunter X Hunter?
Yeah, Spice and Wolf. So if you're interested in how merchants sold stuff back in the day in the Middle Ages, then this is the show for you in medieval economics, Spice and Wolf.
Get out of here with this. Get out of here with that. All right, let's get this good. Get this going. All right, fifth season of
Data. I don't know why they're still making Data Live, man. It's so crazy. This season of Data Live. Oh man, back when I was a teenager, this is a harem show, and it's still, still going on. I can't believe it.
Just leave it alone, man.
Fifth season? What the hell? I think I got my fill after two seasons, and I just stopped watching. Like,
I never watched it. That's it's just I don't know. It's just you know what I mean. It's just some things I was very particular in my anime. Like it really had to like you know like any shows I'll watch I'll give it a shot. But like with anime, I'm like it really has to like pique my interest. Like you really got it. Like,
I tried to get you to watch JoJo.
Yeah, it's hard, you know. And even if I watch an episode, it's just still like. What is it going to do for me? I just need to know. I don't know how One Piece got me. And the thing is, One Piece didn't get me at first.
One Piece gives you enough content.
Well, you know what? I think it is with anime, it has to be a second time around. Like, if I watch it the first time, I'll watch it and be like, not for me. But then later on, someone got to say, oh, it gets better. And I'll be like, all right, if it says it gets better.
Trust me, dude. Trust me. You have to give it... two seasons.
Because with One Piece, when it first came out, I was like, this is crap. And then later on, I started watching. I was like, oh, this is not bad. So I need a second. Like,
good, actually.
Like, I need a jump start again, you know? It's like...
I don't know why I stopped watching One Piece after the Alabasta arc. I didn't even finish it. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, I guess my little kid brain was like, I don't care about Princess Vivi.
Hey, that was a good, interesting arc. Like, it was
I was a dumb kid. Good. I didn't know.
I mean, if I saw that as a kid, I would have been like, sand, it's boring. You know, they should have learned their lesson, just like Star Wars. Like,
where is this going? Where's the Pirate King? I just wanted more Dragon Ball, man. That's what my little kid in mind wanted.
Yeah. This you've been watching?
I hate the show. I dropped it after like three episodes.
All right.
The stiffest animation. All the characters are over designed. It's like another Power Fantasy, like kind of like. Oh, is it, what is this called? This is a Magic High School or something like that, it's just the third season of that show now. I couldn't get over like the first season because all their character designs are like really like are specific, and so they couldn't animate them that well. So they're just like stiff moving around, and they're supposed to have a lot of action scenes.
Got it. All right, this one I feel like I want to skip it because just seeing this just already is like this is not for me.
I actually don't know what this one is. Drama, romance, is this? I'm not sure. Oh, it's a banned one. Okay, I might check it out. Yuru Camp season 3. You remember Country Roll was really putting the
is this one of Crunchyroll's what did you call it? What did I call it? I called it experiment or like little seeds.
Yeah, like that the cafe at the con, that was Euro Camp theme.
Yeah.
It's a nice slice of my show. It's just camping.
Okay. Got it.
I'm surprised I got a third season.
Wow. Okay. I don't know what this is. I'm pretty sure it's
Hibiki Euphorium. Okay. Well, so it's Kyo Annie, so it's a very, the character expressions are going to be, the animation's going to be amazing, and They're Kyoani really specializes in character acting. And this is just a show about an orchestral band in the school.
Okay.
So it's going to be very slice of life. I watched a bit of the first season. I wasn't in the mood to watch Slice of Life at that point, but I might pick it up now. So I would recommend this show if you are into band music.
Oh, all right. I'll see about that. This one looks... Is this sequel or
no? This is a new show.
New show. Okay. Sure,
it's a light novel or a manga or what is this? But this one, I heard a lot of hype about. Okay. It's basically evil Power Rangers. Oh, look! It's focusing on the Power Rangers are evil, and it's focusing on the villain group, and then trying to survive these like crazy Power Rangers.
Wow. Okay. Now I'm kind of okay. I might want to see this. I might want to give it a shot.
Yeah.
I want to give it a shot. Let's see this. Because that's what it's all now with Power Rangers. It's all because when you do so much good and stuff, it's now like we want to see them evil. Just like with the, what was it? Like you're all seeing the superheroes and then, you know, the boys came out and they're like, oh, let's do the boys. And then, you know, I don't know. Is the boys still going on?
So, yeah there's, you can watch the trailer later. I don't know if we're allowed to show it on here.
But, no, this is a podcast.
So, clicking on it now, it is a manga, so that's cool. Like,
okay,
I heard a lot of good things about it, so I will be checking it out once it airs.
Okay, have you ever seen Hana no Kun to Koi no Yamai? Yama.
I have not. This is first year. Nope, I haven't.
No. This is what I say. I do not like anime whenever they're in high school because I get tired of it. Tired of it so many times because it's just, I mean, to make a good anime, they have to be in high school, apparently.
But
I'm getting tired of it because it's just every time that I'm in high school.
In high school anymore.
You're going to do some stupid stuff. I just know it. You're not.
It's okay, man. There's a lot more anime to go around. Like
the
Sentai Power Ranger one.
Too much, man. Even one that was like an alien and like disguised himself and stuff. I'm like, I'm gonna attend high school. Why is that something you want to experience? Why? But that's my thing with. I think it was just Fanime where they had a whole marathon, and I was like, when y'all about to play something interesting? It was just anime after anime.
Write what you know and. A lot of in Japanese, they actually liked their, like, I don't know, like, in the West, most people didn't like their high school, or I know from, like, my generation didn't like the high school. I liked my high school. But
my high school was
a lot of Japanese people, like, said, like, high school was some of their best, like, memories.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And, you know, write what you know, so.
Yeah. All right. Windbreaker. I guess this is.
I think it's a sports anime.
I'm so tired of sports anime. I just can't. I don't know what it is with sports anime. Sometimes it's like,
well, you like wrestling. What sports do you like? You like football, right?
Well, yeah, I like football. Have they done a football anime?
Yeah, Ice Shield 21 back in the day. Remember?
Oh, I'm sorry. American football.
Yeah, no, Ice Shield 21. Yeah, you never heard of this? Look up Ice Shield 21.
Oh, shoot. Wait a minute. Oh.
Yeah, what's
his
name?
Dude, this is Rada? Way. Oh.
The guy who. This is the guy who did the One Punch Man new manga.
Dude,
this is his OG manga.
Dude, you just unlocked like a memory, a low memory. Now I can't really dig into it. I don't think a lot of, you know how like you go into your computer and you're like, oh, I remember this picture, but it's just that picture. That's it. You don't have no other. That's how it is in my brain. Like, oh, I remember.
I don't know if it played in Toonami, but I did show up.
No, it had to be like you know, like what was the other one like in this? I mean, it had to. I don't know if it was Toonami, but it had to be like one of those Kids WB or like 4Kids or something. or what was that? You know how they used to be like early in the morning, like even other like off-brand channel that'd be like, we have anime too. Because, you know, they were like grabbing to get anime.
So I remember, what was it called? Like Fox on Fox TV?
Well, Fox Kids, but Fox later, but they soon changed to 4Kids or before.
Oh, yeah, 4Kids, 4Kids TV, yeah.
Yeah, 4Kids TV, yeah. Yeah. Remember Shaman King? All right, let's move on.
There's a remake of Shaman King on Netflix now.
I keep on forgetting Netflix went into the whole realm of anime.
They had to compete with Disney, dude. And
like, huge market.
Yeah, they did. And they actually, I have to say, they actually succeeded. Let's see. What seems enticing to you to talk about? Because some of these I don't know.
I see Black Butler's coming back.
Oh.
Remember Black Butler back in the day? Is this a third season?
Where is it? Am I?
It's the one with the building here. Yeah, that one.
So,
I never watched Black Butler.
I never either. But apparently, this is one of, you know, the rapper Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
This is her show, like favorite show.
She was a Black Butler fan.
Yeah, she's watching currently. No, it's the craziest.
I thought she just liked shonen.
Yo.
Yeah. Okay, Megan.
That's what shocked me, and like every time I see something in the news with Megan Thee Stallion, and it's like something about that whole like what is it, that court thing or something about that whole shooting. You know, the only thing I can think about is like she's a weeb.
Yeah,
she was naming like a lot of anime where we were just like, huh?
She's real.
She's solid.
That's great. I mean, she's a JoJo fan, so
I knew you was gonna go crazy. Have you seen the awards ceremony where?
Yeah, she was there at the like exhibition hall.
Something, and
her Bruno Bujati accepting the award.
Yeah.
She's so good, man.
She's a real one. She's a real one. Like, it really.
Good taste. Bruno, good taste.
And to be honest, I can't be shocked by it because I'm like, she's now going to pay the way where a lot of Black rappers, I'm pretty sure, is going to be like, well, you know, I was brought up with Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, you know, there's a bunch of anime references in like hip hop and rap.
Yeah.
That is, you know, I mean, always, because it's always been a big part of like, growing up in like
the hood. Yeah, it is yeah definitely. But it's funny because, you know, they talk about like, you know, this is what I'm gonna do and stuff, but then let me throw in the anime respite reference and you'd be like,
bro, I always freak out of those.
I'm like, it's like, you just revealed your weakness. I can't take you serious no more. I mean,
I think they're cool.
But yeah, Megan Thee Stallion, I was like, when she was naming off stuff, I was like, whoa, my brain is not calculated, but it is calculated.
I didn't think, that's so funny. I didn't think Black Butler, that surprises me. That's funny.
Yeah.
And like, bartender. Yeah. Brand new bartender. What a description.
You're watching it. Episode 1. Everyone's going to watch it.
There's another isekai over here. What is this over here?
I'm going to watch it. Bartending. Bartender.
Looks like a new anime here. Another isekai. Another isekai. What was that? 1, 2, 3.
Sorry. Explain isekai for me.
You die and you end up in another world. Most of the time, it's like a fantasy. You're playing... Like an RPG. Sometimes you're gifted with an OP power and you're just going around. Like I told you in the beginning, there's always going to be one or like six new isekai shows every season. It's the trend right now. You're still riding the isekai trend.
Okay, it's the trend. All right. Well, yeah, this is a lot of stuff.
Dude, they're making a lot more anime now.
Yeah, they're going crazy. This is a ham. This is so much.
It looks like a new baseball anime. That's cool.
Okay. Okay. New baseball anime. Got it.
Done by MAPPA. Oh my god.
He's still around.
Well, MAPPA's doing everything, man. They're doing Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen. Jujutsu Kaisen. And they're approving like a bunch of new movies and stuff. Oh man.
Where is it? Where am I hovering?
I don't know how they can do it. I had all these shows, man.
Jujutsu Kaisen, where is it?
No, Jujutsu Kaisen's era was airing like 2 cores ago.
This is a lot.
No, it just ended like its last season. Not its latest season. Excuse me.
What is this? This better not be. Oh, this must be something else. I thought it was
Shadowverse. Is that one of the other card game?
Oh, okay. I thought it was Yu-Gi-Oh for a second. I was like, Yu-Gi-Oh will never die.
Well, rip the creator.
Okay, all right.
He went out like a G. But right. These have they adapted all the Yu-Gi-Oh yet? No, there's still some manga out, or are they caught up? Was Zexal Axe 1?
The last Yu-Gi-Oh! I remember was not 5D, it was something after that.
No, 5D was the third one. No, we're way past that now.
It was something, not 5D. It was whatever with the hippopotamus is whatever. No,
the last one I remember was Zexal.
What? Hold on.
We gotta look this up now.
We gotta look this. Hold on. I gotta look it on my phone. Hold on a second. I gotta look.
Hold on one second.
We gotta see these Yu-Gi-Oh.
Series.
There's so many.
Let's see.
Okay, there was Yu-Gi-Oh. Then it was Yu-Gi-Oh GX. Then it was. This is something else. Oh, this is the one with the deck was cut in half. It was speedrun. It was something. Oh, Zexal.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah, Zexal.
No, there was something else. It was something after that. There was more. Yeah, they gone. They had 3 more. They gone.
V Reigns.
Oh, yeah, that's. Oh, no, man. I think. I don't know, man. I stopped. I couldn't.
Okay, and then there's Yu-Gi-Oh! Sevens.
Oh, Sevens. Ah. My brain's hurting.
And now, looks like one that hasn't come out yet, or no, it did come out, I think. Rush? Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush?
Leave it alone.
Oh, yeah.
Leave it alone. All right. One Piece Season 21. Can't wait. Well, I can wait, because I'm still reading the manga, so I'm pretty sure, I'm hoping maybe this 21 that they're in. What, Eggman arc or something?
Already in Eggman.
Okay. So that's going on. And like, I'm just have to tell you, the elders are going full demon mode. I was like, yo, what's going on? They're going full demon mode. And it's just now it's like gods versus demons and stuff. I was like, because I was like, first it was just about the fruit. Now it's just overpowering. And I'm like, what's going on with One Piece? Like, y'all just, I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's tying up loose ends. He's gonna end it soon.
He's wrapping it up. He's like he's just wrapping it up. It's time to just wrap it up. Delicious in Dungeon.
I watched. I enjoy the show very much. It's still coming out.
Okay.
I don't know how many episodes they're making, but they're like on episode like 9 or 10 now.
Okay. Would you recommend it?
Oh yes, definitely. It has a lot of good lore and a lot of good world building is great, and all the character designs are amazing. She put a lot of effort into all the monster designs because she cooks up and details how they cook and eat the monsters in the dungeon.
Okay,
it's almost like a cooking show, but also still has like fantasy action. I highly recommend it.
Okay, I know on Netflix I was watching recently was. Vanguard or something, or Thor or something. It was like Vanguard or something.
Vanguard,
not Vanguard. No, not Vanguard. I'm sorry, or Vinland,
Oh, Vinland Saga?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
Dude, you saw Vinland Saga? I love Vinland Saga.
I stopped at a certain...
Keep watching.
No, I stopped at... No, because I got through season one. I got through season one where... It's when he started being just...
In the farming?
I'm on season two, but I forgot where season I stopped.
So good, dude. You got to keep watching.
Okay, I'll start watching it, man. But I kept on, like, I was trying to force myself to watch it, and I kept on falling asleep. I was like, yo.
Yeah, no, it gets very, like, chill in those episodes, but there's something going on, you know, you can see in the back.
Okay, yeah. Like, because, what was it? Like, the last thing I can remember is that the guy is like, you want to kill me or something? Well, I'll train you in something and be a part of my crew. And then... like later on and stuff, he still wants to kill him and blah blah blah.
No. You miss Escalade. He was so good. Okay, as like, because he was the main character pretty much of the first season. Well, that was like you know that was a prequel, man. That's not even like the prelude to the main story.
Yeah. Because that's how I like the first season was with him, and then all of a sudden it's about the boy, right? So the boy is.
You know. Well, it was always about the boy. It's just that he couldn't be the main character as the boy.
Yeah.
He was following Escalade, and Escalade was an amazing character.
Yeah, of course. It was, yeah. All right. Solo Leveling. Have you been watching that?
It's a Korean... I think it's like the second Korean manhwa to be animated. It's... I have my gripes with the show. The show is fine. It has a lot of cool fight scenes.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kind of like his ability is really broken because in his world, like RPG style dungeons show up out of nowhere and people are given powers and ranks based on their powers to be able to clear these dungeons in the world. If they don't clear it, then the dungeon stays in that world and the monsters start coming out of there. But he has the broken ability of leveling up. No one else. Everyone just gets like a standard like superpower, and or like a healer or something. But he gets the stat buffs of leveling up, and it is like, okay, so it's a video game only he can play.
All right, got it. Let's get that
decisive bet. No, what? Okay, I'll watch it. I like Haikyuu. It's volleyball anime.
Oh, it's volleyball anime?
You don't like sports.
Yeah. But, okay, how do you like it?
Oh, it's really good. I didn't care about volleyball until I watched that show. Oh, no, actually, that's a lie. I love volleyball. I played it all with my dad, but I never played it, like, professionally. I didn't know the rules. This taught me the rules. I knew some of the rules.
But... Did you ever play with a team?
No, I never played with a team. I just played with my family.
Okay. All right. Yeah, team is kind of...
The main character, he's short in volleyball, and that's, you know, it's tough. Similar to basketball.
Okay.
And he forms a team and a good rivalry with another guy who has an abrasive attitude, who's really good at the game. And then they kind of form like a really killer combo, and they kind of use that with the team to win the Nationals, you know?
Okay.
It's good, solid. Not my favorite sports anime, but still a really solid and good one.
Okay. Got it. We already know about Kaiju
number 8.
Yep. We're going to see that. Blue Lock.
Blue Lock. Can't wait for this. This is a side prequel movie. Or is it a prequel movie? It just follows Nagi's story.
Okay, for Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay.
Taking some Kaisen. Cues
I said Kaisen. I said Kaisu. What does Kaisu stand for? I'm curious.
Kaisen?
It's Kaisen, but I said Kaisu.
I'm not sure, actually.
All right.
Demon Slayer.
The hype. What's the reason she got that number? Well, you know what? I think I'm going to see Demon Slayer sooner or later, so I'll find out why the scroll is in her mouth.
It helps calm her down.
Oh. Got it.
She's a demon, and she wants, and demons like to eat people, and that helps her like not ignore the urge.
Oh. Interesting. Bleach, well, Bleach still going strong.
Bleach, man. Bleach is amazing.
It's just Bleach, man. What was it, the thing that it said? It's like the animation at it sucks, but the story is good. But then when it gets towards the end, the animation is good, but the story sucks.
Story sucks.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that so many times. That's true. That's what I heard about Bleach.
Well, this is where they were forcing him to wrap up.
Uh-huh.
I think.
Got it. We know about My Hero Academia. Okay, so.
The Don Don.
So tell me what's the Don Don.
So the Don Don is really pretty good. It's very popular now. I remember it first got like a lot of attention because the creator posted it on Twitter, the first chapter first, and that's how I read it. And he's one of the he works on Chainsaw Man. He's one of the assistants on Chainsaw Man.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his first like big manga.
Okay.
And it's really crazy. He's focusing on aliens and fantasy, and it goes crazy like Chainsaw Man, but it has a really nice vibe.
Okay.
I can't wait. And the trailer for the anime looks like insane, so I can't wait to see it.
Okay. Kimi ni Todoke.
It's a romance anime. It's a very good romance anime. I've been had it on my list for a long time, and I will watch it.
Okay.
And you know I love Chainsaw Man, so
yeah. I stopped at a certain point, or maybe the fourth episode.
This is the next arc of Chainsaw Man as a movie. This is a trend that's going on now.
How many episodes are Chainsaw Man now?
12.
Okay, so I could catch up with 8 episodes. So
yeah.
Wait a minute. But didn't Chainsaw Man come out like not last year, but the year before, like 2022? Because I remember watching it. Yeah, okay. Oh, so they only had that bit. Wow. It fell out yesterday. that, of course, we got that going on. Spiral into Horror. Uzumaki.
Oh, Junji Ito. His work is getting a very faithful adaptation by Adult Swim.
Why am I not surprised? That's what I see with Adult Swim. I thought it was just same with you. With just a Toonami. But no, Adult Swim was like, that's how I knew of it, like being all anime. Like when friends said like, oh, did you see Toonami? You can see all these anime stuff. I was like, I thought it was Adult Swim. Like that's where I watch my majority. That's how I watch, I'm gonna botch the name again, as always, but Evan Angel something. You know what I'm trying to say.
Neon Genesis Evangelion?
Yeah, Evangelion.
That's a crazy show to watch as a kid.
I watched that, man. I was like, yo, it was more intense, man. I said, what is this? But I kept on watching it, man. I think at a certain point I stopped watching it because I think one time it was so much like gore and stuff that like it was just so much, and I was like, I'm going to bed. It was too much, but I was like,
yeah,
I don't know, no, 8 or 10 or something, but I was like, I'm done. Dragon Ball Daima when they're all kids, so
they got turned into kids, so like GT.
Oh,
but man. This time everyone's kids.
I was hoping that they just it's just when they were kids, but yeah. Oh, they got turned in because who in the trailer someone didn't get turned into a kid. It was one of the android, and I was like, huh. I know you saw that trailer, right? And so yeah, I was just like, huh.
I'm just waiting for the show to come up, man. I know people are like mad that they're kids again. I'm like, I don't really care. I'm cool with more Dragon Ball. Oh, okay. The people are mad because they just want the next season of Super to be adapted already.
Yeah.
This doesn't have any manga or anything. It's just a side story.
Yeah. And what is this? Sandland.
Sandland is one of Akira Toriyama's other mangas.
Oh, okay.
It's one of his first ones. Well, yeah, before Dragon Ball.
Okay. All right.
Wow. It looks pretty cool. The setup is the kid is on a desert. I don't know if it's Earth, but it lives in a desert, and he's like the son to the Demon King. and he's you know, he's getting along, was trying to get along with humans, but you know, all the demons hate humans and the humans hate demons. But it's Toriyama. It's good. I'm still reading it. I just started reading it like a couple weeks ago. So I'm curious to see, because it has like a video game coming out too, and I think is this a movie? It's a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're apparently just trying to find water, because
there
is a desert planet.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, are you excited for anime for 2024?
You know, coming on, at first I was like, man, what's coming out? Nothing's coming out. But surprisingly, there's a lot of things coming out.
It's a lot coming
out. Anime's been good lately, man.
Yeah, and so it's got to see or whatever. You know, the one thing is that I'm hoping is like, I'm hope for Crunchyroll Expo to come back. I think they're done. I think they're going to try to save up money.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
Yeah, I mean, when they come back, it's going to be like, all right, this is going to be a bang. But it's just, it's going to be
the
like,
other one they had in New York, right? And then they became online only.
They only became online only, and then it was just man, I don't even know what to say. But I mean
we had our fun.
Yeah, Crunchyroll was in a tree. It was good. I mean, we actually went there for all 3 years. Or did you go to the first ever Crunchyroll?
We did, dude. We did.
That's right. That's right. The 2017, and then they did.
When they were tied up, when they partnered with MagWest and they shared it.
Yeah. And then 2018, and then 2019, and then 2020 got canceled, or they did it online.
Yeah, pandemic.
And then they did it back afterwards. And then after that, like, for pandemic, then they were like, we're done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it does speak volume that we've been to all of the Crunchyroll Expos.
In the West Coast, yes.
In the West Coast, yes.
There was one in New York that we couldn't go to.
Yeah, I didn't know about the one in New York. I didn't know about that one. But was that even...
I don't know if that was an online one or they had some things in New York. It was a presentation, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, I could be wrong. Could be misremembering
that. Either way, hopefully Crunchyroll comes back. But any last words, Darian?
No, this was fun. Hopefully we can do this again.
Oh yeah, definitely. Next time we'll do another one and get a catch up and just talk about I don't know, something about anime or something.
I'll get you into JoJo. We can do that.
Yeah, the JoJo. Yeah, you gotta convince me. You know, send me some episodes to watch and I'll come back with my
Well, you could start at the beginning, but I think I might lose you in the beginning. Well, I don't know. You like classic shit, so.
Well, how of the beginning? How far back of the beginning is it? Like
the beginning, man.
Oh man, is this the one with the Coke?
No, that's the second. That's his grandson.
Oh wow! You're gonna have me go actually to the beginning. Oh shoot.
Yes, with Jonathan Joestar, baby, Phantom Blood.
Okay. Hopefully I get through it.
Well, it's been a pleasure, the director.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you, Darian. We'll do this again, another time. I mean, I'm pretty sure we will, but other than that, you have a good night, Darian. And
you as well. Thanks for having me on.
Definitely. It's always good to have you on, Darian. Always good. All right, then. Bye-bye, people.
Adios.